In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text this morning is taken from the continuation of our readings from Paul's letter to the Romans. We read in chapter 8, verses 1 to 10. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. This is God's Word. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, dearly loved by God. As Christians, and especially as members of our church, which emphasizes mission work, we are determined to share the good news of Jesus Christ with our friends and neighbors and the world. Some have labeled this determination as having a mission mindset. And indeed, that is what we want to have. In this section of Paul's letter to the Romans, the great apostle describes another mindset that is in the Christian. And that is the overwhelming desire to follow the Holy Spirit's lead rather than to give ourselves over and be determined to do those things that our sinful nature wants us to do. In other words, this Spirit's mindset means that you and I and the Holy Spirit are all on the same page. Our common thinking with the Holy Spirit originates in our freedom in Christ. We are free in Christ. Our sins no longer are declared in judgment against us, which is what condemnation means here, as Paul uses the word. Our sins no longer stand in judgment against us. Therefore, there's no condemnation. The psalm writer draws a parallel description of that freedom when he wrote in Psalm 146, verse 7, "The Lord sets prisoners free." And then the next verse of Psalm 146, verse 8, ties our thoughts today to our sermon last week. The Lord gives sight to the blind. We are no longer under condemnation in Christ. God has set us free, and we have been illumined by grace to know Jesus as our Savior. We may summarize the Apostle's point to us about all of this in the theme of our sermon. Freedom in Christ endows the Spirit's mindset. We see, first of all, that there is no condemnation for believers. And secondly, that the Holy Spirit sets our minds on what He desires. In a courtroom, before the judge stands the accused. And after evidence of the accused's guilt is presented to the judge declares that person's sins and guilt against them. What is sin and guilt? Basically, it's doing my own thing rather than what the law commands, whether that's a secular law or one of God's laws. That accused has those sins stand in judgment against him because he has chosen his own way. That sounds very much like the description Isaiah gives of you and me. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. Now, wouldn't any guilty person who hears those transgressions charged against them that brings condemnation love to hear somebody else step forward and say to the judge, "Wait a minute, condemn me instead. Take this person's iniquities, this person's breaking of the law, and declare me guilty of those acts. And then, judge, after you've done that, then declare that person not guilty because you've transferred their sin and their guilt onto me." That is exactly the judgment that God the Father has rendered against His Son, Jesus Christ, as Isaiah continues, "And the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all." As a result, therefore, the judgment that Paul mentions does not come against us. And so he writes, "Therefore, there is no condemnation, that is, no judgment against those who are in Christ Jesus." We are free in Christ Jesus. We are no longer under the law of sin and death. That means that the law brings sin because we break it and stand then guilty of breaking it. And the law brings death because the punishment for sin is death. But here is what Jesus did for you. Here is what Jesus did for me. As a human being and true God under the law, He kept those commandments perfectly so that His righteous deeds might be credited to us. So that the righteous requirements of the law would be fully met in us. And then He was punished for our sin. He made Himself literally an offering for sin, giving Himself for the sin that condemns us. The Holy Spirit has set us free by creating through the means of grace, faith in Jesus Christ, that gives us His righteousness, that gives us the benefit of His death, has set us free in Christ No longer under the law that brings sin and brings death. Paul describes us as we live in that freedom. He's describing us in terms of the way we go about life, the way we approach life, what we have our minds on, what we're really concentrating on doing. Those, he says, are free who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So no longer is our mindset, how might I fulfill the lusts, the evil desires of my sinful nature? Now, free in Christ, I have the mindset of the Holy Spirit. What is God's will? How can I do that will? I want to do that will because Christ has set me free in his active and passive obedience. You and I no longer live, as Paul says, as Christians, as believers, under the mind governed by the flesh, but rather the Holy Spirit, the freedom in Christ we have, endows us with the Spirit's mindset. The word conversion, remember, from catechism, means to change your mind or to have your mind changed. The Holy Spirit has changed our mind about the desires of our flesh. We no longer want them. We no longer have them rule us. We no longer try to figure out how to fulfill them, how to satisfy them. But rather, we have the mindset now of the Spirit. How can we avoid them? How can we overcome them? How might we replace them with something pleasing to God? Because Paul says the mind governed by the flesh is at enmity with God. It doesn't want to do God's will. In fact, it can't even do so. And that mind governed by the flesh leads to death. The Spirit's mindset, on the other hand, seeks God's will. It seeks ways to please God. Like a child seeks ways to please his or her parents. We don't seek ways to please our parents so that they'll continue to be our parents and so they continue to accept us as their children. That's pretty much grace. In spite of all, they still accept us as their children. But we do those things to please them as a way of showing how much we love them, how much we appreciate the good things they do for us. What it really means for us to be part of the family, to have the same mindset as our parents when it comes to doing what is right and pleasing not only to them, but also pleasing to God. Thinking like the Holy Spirit is thinking as if or as our minds are governed by the Spirit, and that brings and is life. Life in that freedom of Christ. It is peace. It is peace in the freedom of Christ. There are some who have compared Christianity, or as Paul says here, being in Christ Jesus, with mind control. In a way, it really is. Not in the sense of being under the control of another human being who has brainwashed us or has taken over the control of our mind and our will, but in the sense that now we are in Christ. We are free in Christ. And so our minds now are free to think like the Spirit thinks. Our minds are now free to be controlled by that love of Christ. That love that compels us to do what is good. I just read a sort of an interesting take on good works the other day. Somebody said, you know, the Christian doesn't do good works because they save us, but they might save someone else in the sense that when we do good things, that helps others and might even save their life if we do something for them. The good news of Jesus' obedience and the good news of Jesus' sacrifice gives us that freedom to be controlled by the Spirit according to the new man. Now, we still have the mind of the flesh, and we'll have it so long as we live. But what our flesh wants is not what's on our mind. It's not what we spend our time thinking about, as I said. What do thoughts look like for us who now are in the realm of the Spirit rather than in the realm of the flesh? Those are interesting things, the way Paul puts that. If you live in the realm of something, you think of a kingdom. You live under that king's authority. We live in the realm of the Spirit. We live under the rule of God in His kingdom and seek what He desires. We no longer live in the realm of the flesh. But what really does that look like as we in the freedom of Christ share the Spirit's mindset? It means with the Spirit, we desire to forget our petty gripes. And like the Spirit, it means that we throw off our thin skin and be offended every time somebody says something that hurts our feelings. To have the mind of the Spirit, to think like Him, is to make the Word of God the most important thing in my life. To read it, to hear it, to study it, to obey it, to be guided still by the law. The law no longer condemns me, but it still shows me my sin. It still serves as a guide to control my sinful nature, as a curb. It's still a guide or rule that when I ask, what is God's will, the law shows me which way to go. Having the mind of the Spirit, thinking like the Spirit, can be something so simple in our lives. It means not spending too much time at work, not spending too much time at the computer, so that we neglect the members of our families, that we neglect the important things and the necessary things that occur in our lives. I don't have to stand here and make a list to tell you in your lives how you can no longer live in the realm of the flesh, but in the realm of the Spirit, because I'm quite sure that each of you can make your own lists, and I suspect already have. The apostle, in another place, to the Philippians, summarized the Spirit's mindset very beautifully in Philippians 4:8. Whatever's true, whatever's noble, whatever's right, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Paul does go on to say that yes, we are still going to die because we are sinful. And sin is still part of the reality of our lives. But even though our bodies still must die, our spirits won't die. They'll never die because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ that is ours through faith. And so when the Holy Spirit gives us that faith, when the Holy Spirit moves us in that life of faith and directs us to something that God has for us, then we can say, Lord, That's just what I was thinking. You and I are on the same page. Amen.